It was pretty unreal. It's unbelievable to be a part of that, to know that you're kind of part of that momentum right now. You know, it's been something in the making for a long time. I think we all entered these games knowing that our team was going to come away with a medal. I don't think anyone expected to be gold medal. So I think that just makes it, you know, even more incredible, even more special. And it's just so cool to be a part of that.
This is your third Olympics. Can you kind of describe the atmosphere and the environment, or what might be unique about this time around?
Yeah, it's been a really cool experience. You know, I think it makes it extra special knowing that it's, you know, most likely my last Olympic Games here. But it's been really cool. They've done a great job with organizing everything. Obviously, it's a very windy region of the world, so that's been a little tricky for some events, especially, you know, a lot of the alpine events. They've had to reschedule and postpone a lot of those events. But they've, you know, done a great job with figuring all that out. For us, the venue is incredible. It's, you wouldn't really, I think, objectively looking at it, you'd be like, oh, racing, Olympic races on a golf course sounds kind of boring, but they've done a really good job with all the courses, with all the streaming, the setup, the stadium area. It's been really cool. We pretty much had really good weather here. It hasn't snowed at all. We're skiing on man-made snow, which, you know, as much as we love to ski on natural snow, as much as we feel like that's true ski racing, it is nice to ski on artificial snow because it stays really fast, really hard, really firm. The conditions are generally pretty stable. It's been definitely windy some days, which makes for kind of frustrating training and frustrating racing. But in the last week, the wind has died down a lot, and it's just been great skiing. It's cool. You know, we spend a lot of time in Europe, but we rarely come to Asia. I think last year was the first time I had ever come to Asia for ski racing, just for the World Cups leading up to these games. And, you know, you can tell that they're just psyched about kind of showing the winter sports world, you know, what they can do, and they've just been really good hosts.
Now, have you gotten a chance to watch any of the other events or any other athletes from the Roaring Fork Valley?
I haven't yet, just because when we're still racing at the games, we're pretty much training every day. When we're not training, we're kind of expected to be chilling out a little bit for recovery. But now that the team sprint is over, I'll for sure try to take advantage of getting out to see a few different events. You know, I'm hoping to go to an alpine race, maybe a hockey game. Definitely want to go check out the coastal cluster, go look at the ocean. Might try to do that this afternoon. Yeah, just really psyched to kind of get out of the athlete village bubble a little bit and do a little exploring and try to take in some sights.
Yeah, what is the athlete village like?
It's been great. It's you know, it's comfortable and clean. It's like living in a kind of a little city. You know, we're in the main athlete village which is really cool. In the past, we've kind of been in, you know, little satellite villages because the cross country venue is usually kind of separated from everywhere else. So this year, it's been cool to really feel like we're in the main thick of it. You know, they have a hairdresser, we've got a dentist, doctors, little store, kind of, yeah, it's like its own little functioning city here.
You'll go get your hair done before you leave?
Yeah, get that free hair done. I got to take advantage of everybody.
It's been really interesting to watch the Olympic athletes from Russia, and I'm wondering what it's like to be racing against them, if that feels like you're racing against sort of just any other athlete.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I think, you know, I'm very optimistic of the situation. I think that I'm hoping at least that there's kind of a new generation of skiers from Russia being ushered in, you know, that are at least entering this racing world with the expectation that it's not okay to cheat and that they will get caught if they cheat. I'm very optimistic in thinking that, you know, everyone we're racing against here from Russia is clean, and I do truly hope that that's the case. You know, it's cool to just see new faces.
How have you been spending your time when you're not training and racing?
That's a good question. You know, the nature of the Olympics is there's a lot of kind of logistics involved, and there's a lot of time spent riding buses, riding shuttles, going through security. A lot of time of the day is eaten up by either getting to where you need to go or getting into where you need to go or getting out of where you need to go. With the late races that we've had, you know, I think the last night's team sprint was probably, I think that was the earliest race that I had all games, and that started at 5 o'clock for the women. We've all been definitely on a little bit of a different schedule. I've been probably going to bed at like 2 o'clock every night, 1:30 or 2, and then waking up at 11 or 11:30, just to try to kind of set our clocks back a little bit. It's not ideal to be like on a normal schedule and waking up at 8, and then just sitting around all day before you have to race. So the only race left is a 50K, which is on Saturday. It's 50 for the men on Saturday and 30 for the women on Sunday. We have to fly to Finland on Monday for more World Cups that start next weekend, and there's a skate sprint in Finland next weekend. You know, I'll take a couple days to kind of get the rest of my Olympic experience and get out to see a few different things and recover a little bit from the drain of Olympic racing. But then, you know, after a couple of days, it'll definitely be back to focusing and training for the final World Cup period that we have coming up next week.
Wow. So what's it like to be wrapping up your Olympic experience, but know that you're looking forward to more races and you're kind of still in the thick of competition season?
It's hard. A lot of the other athletes here, they're done after the Olympics. And so a lot of them, it's kind of an emotional release to be able to finish their Olympic event and then just kind of know that that's it for them for the season. For us, we always have 3 weeks of World Cup racing after. I'm really psyched for more racing. You know, I felt like these Olympics, it wasn't a letdown for me, but I felt like I didn't really get to showcase what I was, you know, could potentially do. You know, I wanted to win an Olympic medal. I think, you know, that's the goal of everyone competing at this level. And I'm for sure happy with, you know, how things turned out and had an incredible experience that could be more psyched for our team. But, you know, I definitely feel a little bit like I couldn't totally prove who I am as a ski racer. So, you know, fortunately for us, the World Cup offers us more chances to kind of do that, even though it's on a, you know, kind of a smaller scale. You know, we're still racing against the exact same people that we're racing here, and the World Cups are still super important. So hopefully I'll stay healthy through these next few weeks. A lot of people come out of the games and immediately get sick because they've kind of put in so much energy into just being at the Olympics, and their body's completely run down, and they get sick right before the World Cup starts again.
Okay. Good luck with those last few races, and thank you so much for making time to talk with me.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth.